You're still here? That's good. Yeah. Thank you. More singing, like group singing? Oh, cool. Sure, man. That's cool. I like it too.
Well, I had a request to do a song of my friend Ben Bullington. And so I'm going to do that right now. And just tell you a little bit about Ben and the record I did a year ago of Ben's songs. I did. It's called 10 Songs of Ben Bullington. And Ben was a medical doctor who loved writing songs as much as anyone I know. Just because you do something else like being a doctor or construction worker or anything else doesn't mean you don't love or don't participate in songwriting or music playing and all that. You don't have to get out and live in hotels to love it and have it be a big part of your life. And Ben was a great example of that. So he kept his doctoring job until he got, he found out that he had a year to live. And so he gave notice like that day to the hospital that he worked, because he wanted to spend that last year doing some singer-songwriter stuff. Like he played Kerrville, for example, and he came to Nashville to do a songwriter's round because that was on his bucket list. And I was a part of that songwriter's round. It was Rodney Crowell and Will Kimbrough and me and Ben Bullington. And that's when I heard his songs for the first time, even though I'd known him for a few years. We met as divorced fathers. And sometimes divorced fathers don't have a lot of community amongst divorced fathers. You know what I'm talking about, sounds like. Or else you're laughing at me. In either case, it's fine. But I can tell you that divorced fathers kind of feel alone, you know, with their kids, and that they don't have other fathers who are into their children's lives as much as they know that they are. But Ben and I met as divorced fathers, and really we didn't sit around the campfire singing songs. It was more about, again, having community with another father who wanted to be in his kid's life. And so then when I heard his songs, it just knocked me out that every song I heard was just a jewel of a song. And then he passed away about 3 years ago. And I knew what I was going to do, which was to record an album of his songs, which I did last year. It's called 10. And really what I wanted to do was for him to hear his songs. That's what I really wanted. Because as a songwriter, it's one thing, you know, we kind of write in our rooms, let's say, or in some form of a bubble. But to hear your song in a different way, like coming this direction towards you instead of this direction all the time, is an important perspective to have, I think, as an artist and a writer. So he got to hear two songs through an email. I could record on my iPhone and send it to him, and he got to hear a couple of things before he passed. And so anyway, I was going to do this song from the record. It's called Lone Pine. And to me, it's a missing Newgrass Revival song. When I heard it, the first time I heard it, I just could hear John Cowan singing it. And actually on the record release in Nashville, John did come out and sing the song with me at the release. So I got to hear what I always had heard with this song. It's called Lone Pine.